Our reading for today is from the book of Ephesians, chapter 1, verse 1 through 23. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, to the saints who are in Ephesus and are faithful in Jesus Christ. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, even as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before him. In love, he predestined us for adoption as sons through Jesus Christ, according to the purpose of his will, to the praise of his glorious grace, with which he has blessed us in the Beloved. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace, which he lavished upon us in all wisdom and insight, making known to us the mystery of his will, according to his purpose, which he set forth in Christ, as a plan for the fullness of time, to unite all things in him, things in heaven and things on earth. In him we have obtained an inheritance, having been predestined according to the purpose of him who works all things, according to the counsel of his will, so that we who were the first to hope in Christ might be to the praise of his glory. In him you also, when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and believed in him, were sealed with the promised Holy Spirit, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until we acquire possession of it, to the praise of his glory. For this reason, because I have heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love toward all the saints, I do not cease to give thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the knowledge of him, having the eyes of your hearts enlightened, that you may know what is the hope to which he has called you, what are the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints, and what is the immeasurable greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his great might that he worked in Christ, when he raised him from the dead, and seated him at the right hand in heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And he put all things under his feet, and gave him as head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For our meditation on God's Word today, we welcome Pastor Eric Brown, Zion Lutheran Church, Lahoma, Oklahoma.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. As sinful human beings, we love to be the center of attention. We love to think that we are the hero of the story, and that everything hinges upon what we do, our actions, our decisions. And like a thunderbolt, Paul cuts off all that ego and pride, cuts it right down with the first chapter of Ephesians. No, you are not the center. Rather this. It is all about what Christ Jesus has done, and the love that God has for you in Christ Jesus. Listen to Paul again. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing. Your blessing, your relationship with God the Father, is founded not upon your actions, but upon Christ. That you've been joined to Christ Jesus in the waters of holy baptism, that you are forgiven by the blood shed by Christ Jesus upon the cross. You are a Christian, you are one who is in Christ, and that defines, that shapes everything. Because you are in Christ, hear Paul say what God does for you. He blesses you. He chose you. Indeed, you believe not because of your reason or strength, but because the Holy Spirit has called you by the gospel. Or as Paul notes, he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless. He predestined you. God has planned out your salvation to make you his own holy child. He has adopted you, taken you who was lost in sin and strife and rebellion, and declared you to be his own precious child again. In Christ we have redemption. That blood that Jesus shed upon the cross, that was for you, you there, listening now. God planned to cover your sins before you were even born. Indeed, he lavishes this forgiveness upon you. It is full and free and covers all your sin. And not only that, it is lavished upon you in all wisdom and insight, making known to us the mystery of his will, according to his purpose which he set forth in Christ. You don't have to wonder what is the point, what is the meaning of it all. You don't have to vainly search for God's will. He has revealed it. His will is that you be forgiven, that you be given eternal life, life everlasting, that God would unite all things in him, things in heaven and things on earth. But Paul doesn't stop there. The wonders of what God has done for you in Christ continue. In him we have obtained an inheritance. There's more to come. We know that we will endure past this life, past this time in this fallen, sin-racked world where there's violence and strife and hatred and anger, and much of it of our own doing. In Christ Jesus, you are rescued. You have hope in Christ of more than just what you see now. You have all things. You have life everlasting. This is the truth. This is the word of God, the gospel, which is proclaimed to all the world, proclaimed to you here and now. How hard the world and Satan and even our own sinful flesh try to distract us from this, try to make us forget this. How hard the world tries to fill us with fear and terror. How often Satan will accuse us and trouble our conscience. How often our own flesh will seek to lead us into great shame and vice. And that leads Paul to pray for the Ephesians and to pray for you as well. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the knowledge of him, having the eyes of your hearts enlightened, so that you may know what is the hope to which he has called you, what are the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints, and what is the immeasurable greatness of his power towards us who believe, according to the working of his great might, that he worked in Christ Jesus when he raised him from the dead. Over and against everything the world throws at you this week, against every fear, every doubt, every terror, every sin, stands out this wondrous truth. Christ Jesus has died for your sins, and he has been raised from the dead, and you are in Christ. And so you have forgiveness and life in his name. God grant that you see this truth and know it forevermore by his Spirit working through the gospel. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
We thank Pastor Eric Brown for today's meditation on God's Word.